Trump says government will de-escalate in Minnesota following Preddy's shooting. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar attacked with unknown liquid during town hall. South Korea's ex-first lady jailed 20 months for bribery. Republicans criticize immigration force but avoid attacks on Trump. We all know someone who was killed. Iran protesters tell BBC of brutal crackdown. Former French senator found guilty of drugging MP Zelensky, condemns deadly Russian drone strike on passenger train. Mexico president asks South Korea for more BTS concerts. Trump says US will no longer help Iraq if it picks Maliki as PM. Neil Young offers Greenlanders free access to his archives. Spain plans to give 500,000 undocumented migrants legal status. US to send ICE agents to Winter Olympics, prompting Italian anger. Families sue US over deadly boat strike off Venezuela coast. Crying horse toys go viral in China ahead of Lunar New Year. India and EU announce mother of all trade deals. Firefighters battle emergency level. Blazes in Australia heatwave. Canadian PM Carney denies walking back Davos speech in phone call with Trump. Sweden aims to lower age of criminal responsibility to 13 as gangs recruit children. TikTok US pushes back on claims it is censoring content. Rwanda takes legal action against UK over axed migrant deal. Trump raises US tariffs on South Korea imports to 25%. Nipah virus outbreak in India triggers Asia airport screenings. Who is Tom Homan? Trump's border czar deployed to Minneapolis? A string of scandals and luxury handbags. Who is South Korea's former first lady? My prosthetic leg represents my love for this country. China has purged its highest-ranked military general. Why? Trump abandons attack mode as Minneapolis shooting backlash grows. Who was Alex Preddy, the intensive care nurse shot dead in Minneapolis? Can India be a player in the computer chip industry? TikTok settles just before social media addiction trial to begin. NRA and other US gun activists push back at Trump officials over Minneapolis shooting. Murder and MI5, how an extraordinary battle erupted over what the state keeps secret. I spent £2,000 on one event, why Gen Z is obsessed with Hyrox. As the world inches back to a pre-DW2 order, the middle powers face a grave new challenge. What we know about fatal shooting of Alex Preddy by federal agents in Minneapolis. What India's Republic Day red carpet means for its foreign policy. Watch why Trump is hitting the road to rally Americans. New Iran videos show bodies piled in hospital and snipers on roofs. It's 2 degrees Celsius in our flat, inside Kyiv apartment as Russia targets power and heating. Watch. Huge landslide in Sicily after Storm Harry. Analyzing the Minneapolis shooting frame by frame. In Iowa, Trump promotes economy as protests disrupt neighboring Minnesota. Analysis: China to favor Brazilian soybean imports in H1 despite renewed U.S. inflows. Gold prices surge to $5,262, record high on Haven demand. Weak dollar. Exclusive: U.S. intelligence raises doubts about Venezuela leaders' cooperation. Exclusive: U.S. to issue general license lifting some sanctions on Venezuelan oil industry, sources say. Russian attacks kill 5 on train in Northeast, 3 in Odessa, Ukraine says. Trump says Cuba will be failing pretty soon. SpaceX weighs June 2026 IPO at $1.5 trillion valuation. FTE says South Korean automaker Kia says platinum price increases impacting its costs. Truckmaker Volvo Group's Q4 operating profit beats forecast. ASML Q4 bookings beat expectations as chipmakers order more to satisfy AI demand. Analysis: Volkswagen CEO Blum free from Porsche duties, under pressure to deliver on turnaround. C3 AI in talks to merge with software company. Automation anywhere. The information reports. Top 2 European chemical stocks. According to Morgan Stanley, Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.32%. Australia stocks lower at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 down 0.09%.